Hello and welcome to Criminal Justice Knowledge. My name is Natalie Miller and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest today, Dr. Daniel Baer, one of the faculty members here at Humber College in the Criminal Justice Degree Program. Thank you very much for joining me today, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to be talking about NOMI, more specifically Emile Durkheim's NOMI. So what is NOMI exactly? What does it mean?
Well, the term normally associated with NOMI is normlessness, this idea that a lack of society's norms creates a conflict between the individual and society in terms of guidance in their behavior. My understanding is that Durkheim never really talked about normlessness himself. He talked about more conflict and disconnect between sort of the old way of doing things. You have to realize he's writing in the late 1890s. And so what he's talking about at the time is a sense between this sort of individual division of labor of the modern factory versus the sort of older, more agrarian sort of everybody kind of does the same job kind of thing. And what he was looking at was this disconnect between sort of rigidity in society's norms versus perhaps changing definitions for the individual, and how you can get conflict coming between the two. In our sort of more modern parlance, normlessness is the idea used here. But essentially, when you have rapid social change, the norms and the ethics and the morals that guide society sometimes don't move as fast as the society, or they move too fast. You know, basically, these things are changing quickly, and people are less sure of what's right and what's wrong and how to behave.
So how does that relate to, in the time that it was developed, to now, and how does it relate to our society?
Yeah, so it wasn't until, I think it was the early 1940s, that you started having this talk of anomie being more about criminality. Durkheim famously started talking sort of about workers, used anomie to talk about suicide and looking at the differences. That's where a lot of people learn about this, is the differences in suicide rates amongst different religious groups in Europe. And Durkheim very famously noted that Catholics and Jews had very low suicide rates compared to Protestants, and he identified that was because they had a sense of continued sort of moral understanding of the world based on their religion, that even as the rest of society was changing, their religions, because of the sort of regular attendance nature and close-knit of the community, protected them. But it comes to talk about criminality more so in our modern context, and as I was talking about earlier, when society is changing rapidly, when you have questions about what is right and what is wrong, you know, we can think about that. The 90s, you know, the example that I grew up in, at least, is it okay to download a song illegally on Napster? Napster, for those of you who remember, was, you know, a system, and you could go on to Napster and you could basically find any music you wanted. But it was illegal, technically. You were violating copyright. But the norms and the technology and things were changing so quickly that it didn't really seem illegal. Mm-hmm. And the music industry really had to push back to try and remind people, hey, actually, like, what you're doing is illegal. They famously put an ad forward. You wouldn't download a car, would you? And that was that sense of trying to connect to a coherent sense of right and wrong that perhaps would still resonate with people even as things were changing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. Durkheim, you know, if we apply that back more to his time, you know, people swelling into cities growing massively during the late 19th century. And so the sense of, well, what's right in the city? You know, who's arranging the marriages? How does one date? How does one find work? All of these things are changing so rapidly at the time that you can see sort of how it progresses to a question of criminality.
So how does, or should I say, what are some more recent examples of seeing how NOMI, you talked about Napster and the music downloading. Of course, that's still somewhat going on now with other applications.
Yeah, but not so many streaming services like Spotify and Prime and that it makes it easier to legally access that same sort of content. But yeah.
Is there something, a general crime or something that we all agree of as a crime that NOMI in today could possibly explain?
Yeah, interesting question. So there's a lot of questions around cannabis use. Mm-hmm. Technically, still illegal, but 24 to 26% of young people, 18 to 24, consume it at least once a year. Many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Canadians have tried cannabis. Mm-hmm. There's a sense that it is a more normalized thing, and we're in the process of legalizing. That's a very major shift in drugs prohibition to drugs regulation. So the policy has been in place 90 plus years. And so I think that could be representative of the significant shifts we're seeing in our society. 10 years ago, if you polled people on legalization, they would not have supported it by and large. But if you do now, most people do support legalization and regulation. They differ on the specifics, but mm-hmm. they generally say, yeah, we should deal with this in a regulatory body. And I think that while it's not an individual example of anomie in action, I think it's potentially indicative of the rapid change that we see happening in our society. We're used to change happening at a much quicker pace than previous generations would have been comfortable with. When Durkheim was writing, he was writing at the end of a period of, you know, if you think sort of Middle Ages to late 19th century Industrial Revolution, and technology in that period, not really rapid changes there. Until you get electricity and things like that, technology was fairly similar. You know, the plow that the farmer was using in 1880 was probably pretty similar to the plow the farmer was using in 1808 and 1780 and 1708. Like, there were not major changes. You had the printing press come along, and I think it was 1630s or something. But, you know, outside of that, not the significance that we see. And we're much more comfortable today with rapid social change, rapid technological change, rapid economic change. The pace that we see things moving at would have blown Durkheim away. He would have had a breakdown if he had to survive a decade in our life.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and talking to us about anomie. It's an incredibly interesting topic. Until next time, my name is Natalie Miller, and this has been Criminal Justice Knowledge.